This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
District attorneys play an extremely powerful role in the courts. These prosecutors have broad authority to decide whether or not to bring charges. But when they run for office every 4 years in Wisconsin, they often go unchallenged. Bridget Bowden has more about what this means for the justice system.
Kim Lawton didn't always want to go into criminal law. In fact, when she was in law school, she found it depressing.
I just saw the sadness, and I saw the brokenness of our system.
But after a few years of working in the legal system, she began to see potential for change. So she did something that few people do. She ran against the incumbent district attorney.
My husband and I basically just went out, knocked doors, and said, "This is who I am. And this is what I would like to see."
Lawton was elected Bayfield County District Attorney in 2016, but her drive to hold one of Wisconsin's 71 DA seats is somewhat rare. In 2020, only 7 of these seats were contested. It's not a new phenomenon and not surprising to most people who work in the legal field. It's a difficult job with heavy scrutiny and lower pay prospects than working in private law. In rural parts of the state that are facing lawyer shortages, there may not be any qualified or interested candidates.
There's a disincentive to our experienced prosecutors to step up.
That's Dodge County DA Kurt Klomberg, president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association. He says one issue is how prosecutor salaries are set in Wisconsin. Elected district attorney salaries are based on county population, while assistant DA salaries are on a progression plan. So it's possible for ADAs to make more money than the prosecutors they work under. That's a problem, Klomberg says.
Assistant district attorneys don't want to step up and become district attorney because either they're going to take a pay cut, or for the majority of them, they're looking in their crystal ball and saying, by the time this next term is over, I'm going to be making more than that district attorney's.
The DA's Association, along with several other criminal justice-related agencies, have asked the legislature to address the problem in this year's budget process. They want district attorney salaries to be standardized across counties, set at the top of the range for ADAs. Klomberg thinks this will encourage more people to run for the position, and it will be a good thing for the system overall. In the state public defender's office, legislative liaison Adam Plotkin agrees.
It's always good when there are competitive elections. It forces issues to get talked about. It helps the electorate understand where a candidate may stand and what they might do if they're elected to office. When there's no contested race, those questions often aren't even asked.
The district attorney's decisions can directly affect incarceration rates and can make or break criminal justice reform efforts in areas like low-level drug offenses, treatment court programs, and parole and probation violations, according to reform advocates. David Liners is the state director for criminal justice reform group Wisdom. He says district attorneys have a huge amount of discretion.
The district attorney supplies a lot of judgment. They're going to decide what the charges are going to be, and they're going to decide how hard to come down on somebody or whether not to, whether to let things go.
In Bayfield County, District Attorney Kim Lawton has implemented a number of reforms, including a pre-charge diversion program for first-time offenders. Although she didn't start the program in her county, she supports the use of treatment courts as a way to shift focus onto more serious crimes. She often references a speech given by U.S. Attorney General Robert Jackson in the 1940s.
And one of my favorite lines is, "The citizen's safety lies in the prosecutor who tempers zeal with human kindness." And I think that's just remarkable. We do have to temper zeal with human kindness, both for victims and defendants. And I think that's the heart of prosecution.
Wisconsin's district attorneys will appear on the ballot again in 2024. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.